Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hello and welcome into the So Rare Andrews podcast, brought to you by RotoWire and sponsored by So Rare. I am Andrew Laird, Lairdino on So Rare, joined as always by Andy Black, who goes by Black on So Rare. Today to talk about something, it's the international break and nothing's broken. There are no pitchforks out. Well, there's some pitchforks out, but not like hardcore pitchforks. So
what are the pitchforks for?
What's that?
What are the pitchforks for?
I think I think it's just the standard rewards pitchforks.
Ah, yes. Well, yeah, the international break rewards kind of stink.
Yeah. I don't really know, because all I won this game week was a tier two common, which actually turned out to be better than the commons that I've had for the last year or so.
But the guy that actually plays, maybe?
To be honest, I didn't even check, because the guys I have don't. So he just kind of fits. If he plays, then it's a huge coup for
nice.
For Lairdino FC, but I won a Donnarumma last week. Actually, let me change back. I was talking to somebody today, and he was saying that he was in a spot for a tier one, or maybe it was a star common. And he was like, I really need a challenger goalkeeper. So it would be great if I could get one. I was like, all right. So he got Matvey Safonov, if that's how you say it, the Krasnodar keeper. And he's like, is this guy any good? And I'm like, dude, you hit the jackpot there, because he's under 23. He's a challenger. And so you can play him in D4 challenger, all-star, U23.
I mean, obviously he's U23 for like another year too.
Yes. And I'm thinking, like, this is you, you like hit the jackpot with this common. And then I was like, oh man, I actually bought a Safonov a limited card the other day for 0.2 ETH. And I'm like, the common has more utility than my limited card. Why did I do that? Why did I buy the common, the limited, if I should have just tried to win the common?
Well, you can't really try to win the common, right? Who did you say you won last week?
Donnarumma.
I mean, you're set now.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
I was okay there. Yeah. Goalkeeper is actually one of the places I actually have a Safonov common too.
Yeah.
But
yeah, to me, like right now, like the only use a common even is for me. And I know for other galleries it's different, but it's the short weeks when it's international break or weird, you know, only X number of teams are playing or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're extremely useful for All-Star D4.
Yeah, I have a Chiesa common, and I had a limited, and I sold the limited. And someone's like, oh, you can use them for the internationals. And I was like, well, I have them, but I also can't use them except in D5. Like, if I have one other D5, then I don't need them. So I just use the common.
Especially, too, when you have, like, a dominant or a goalkeeper that plays for a dominant team like Italy, where they're just killing everybody right now.
Yeah, I'm good there.
Yeah, but that's pretty sweet.
I don't know. Do you use this break to like reassess anything, or you actually had some pretty good teams this week?
I did, yeah. Like bizarrely, like if you look at the lineups, it's like normally I never play a super rare in D3, but I had a super rare goalkeeper in D3, but I played Galiz and he had a clean sheet. And then I had Miles Robinson. He had a clean sheet. Not a great score, but he did well. And then I think I had a decisive from all the rest of my players. So it was like I was less than a point from second place and finished fourth.
That's wild.
So I got a tier one instead of a star. I got a goalkeeper that plays in Austria, and he's, I think, 30. So I got a goalkeeper for a few years, I guess.
That sounds promising.
Yeah. Do you think he's, I think it's a newly promoted team. I don't think that they're very good. So whatever. It's a goalkeeper.
So you actually have to hope that you got a nice little relegation sweat going.
I actually didn't look at their record, but judging by his scores, I'm going to have a relegation sweat, I think.
What was your like reaction when you saw him? Because I know you're like, you're a little more reasonable when it comes to rewards. Like, I would explain it that you just like winning rewards. Like,
100%. Fun. Well, I was hoping all night. Like, when I went to bed last night, I was in fourth place. And I was outside of basically podium by 0.16, I think, outside of third. And then outside of second, I was like a point back.
That's wild.
So all night I was just like, ooh, maybe Opta will, you know, work in my favor. So I was really hoping for that. And this morning when I woke up, I had already seen the email from So Rare that like the rewards were out. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to check So Rare data. I'm not going to check anything else. I'm just going to open them up and see what I get. So I opened it up and I saw the tier one. And I was like, ah, I didn't get that adjustment. So I was disappointed that I didn't get adusted in a positive way. But when I saw the goalkeeper and I didn't know who he was, I was just like, please play. Like, yeah. please play. That's all I hope. So then when I got into work, I looked at the I saw that he at least had scores in the last like six games or something. So I was like, all right. He plays. So I was happy.
Reminds me, I was watching one of Nellis's reward reveals the other day. And it was, I think it was two game weeks ago, or whatever it was. And he won a Tyler Miller. Yeah. And I have Tyler Miller and play him all the time. So I know who he is. But John clearly did not know who he was. And it was just like watching him like look up on So Rare data, like, does he play? He plays. He plays.
Right.
And I was like, all right, there we go. But yeah,
and that's like, actually that's a good one because he's possibly the locked in U.S. men's goalkeeper now for the foreseeable future.
No, not Turner, Miller.
Oh, Miller, Tyler Miller. Gotcha. I mean, that's fine too. He plays. And honestly, like you can build a good defensive stack around him, and you know that because you have one.
Yeah, and I have somebody pestering me to buy their Boxall super rare Tuda. Add into that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the perfect stack. And then you can captain your rare Miller and you'll be all set. What's up, Sam?
I think the real move is to get that Boxall super rare. And I would play Miller rare, DeBassi and Boxall super rares, and then captain Reynoso.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anybody who couldn't crush with like the 14th place team in MLS. If they're even that good.
Yeah.
I guess they split in conferences.
Boxall plays for like internationally. New Zealand, right? Does he play it?
I think so.
Huh. And is that scored?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Why not?
I don't know.
Like J-League, and aren't they have to be in the same qualifier group as like Japan, right?
No, I think Australia is, but not New Zealand. Yeah. I think I could be wrong about this and maybe somebody watching can look it up, but I thought that New Zealand was technically, what do they call it? Oceania. And I thought Australia was in Asia now. Like Australia like moved up.
Yeah. So Australia is in a group with like Japan, China, Vietnam, Oman, Saudi Arabia. And then they also have like another split group with like Middle Eastern countries like Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon. Yeah. No, New Zealand, nowhere to be seen here.
No, I don't know who they play though. Like who's left?
Let's go look.
Like the South Pole. I don't know. This is riveting podcasting.
Yeah, I know. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about it. But we do.
The hard-hitting stuff. figuring out who Michael Boxall plays internationally for.
Oh, Fiji. There you go.
Good call, Sam.
Fiji. Wow.
But like, that's theoretically, shouldn't he go to the World Cup every 4 years? I mean, he's like 35 by, well, he's actually not that old. But like, shouldn't New Zealand like cruise to the World Cup playing Fiji and the Solomon Islands? That sounds made up even.
You would think so. Yeah, their group is New Caledonia, Fiji, and then there's another like split off group with the Solomon Islands, Tahiti, and New Guinea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would probably have to play in like a qualifier just to get into the, like, winning that, I can't imagine, gets you to the World Cup. Although they've got a ton of, like, aren't we increasing the teams of the World Cup? Not 2022, but 2026.
Oh, are they going to go to the full NCAA style bracket?
There we go. Plays the winner of the third place in the AFC.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I can't even get lineups. Like, I'm looking on Google, and they don't even have lineups for those games. So I'm sure we don't have any Opta coverage.
Yeah, I don't think New Zealand at Fiji is on ESPN Plus anytime soon.
Yeah. Hey, so how have we gone 10 minutes here and not talked about your new gig?
Yeah, I have a new gig. Despite sitting under a RotoWire picture right now, and actually there's backdrop behind me. Today's my last day at RotoWire, although I did get a lot of people asking. We are going to continue the So Rare Andrews, so there's no worry about that. We actually have a few people who like listening to us talk about New Zealand at Fiji, and so we will continue that. If you are watching this on YouTube and you subscribe, this is where they're going to be, and the same with the RotoWire podcast channel, so don't worry about that. But yeah, I'm starting Monday, I'll be the head of content for So Rare Data, which is pretty exciting, not going to lie.
What do you do on that first day? Like, you just sit down and you're like, you log in and then you're just like, what do I do?
What do I do? Yeah, it's like building from scratch. Like, I think that's kind of what I like to do, is like building stuff. And like the RotoWire soccer, RotoWire soccer basically like wasn't a thing 6 or 7 years ago. And I'll be honest, there's a long story. I'm not going to go into it, but basically I was working part-time for RotoWire and they asked me if I could look over some of the soccer stuff. And we had a deal with ESPN at the time to provide 50 player notes a month. I believe that was the deal. ESPN had a Premier League game at the time. And they were like, can you look over our soccer stuff? And I was in between jobs at the time. I'd actually quit my job to get my master's in sports business. And it was like right when the economy collapsed. So I basically didn't get a job after. So I was working part-time for RotoWire and they were like, can you look over soccer? I was like, yeah, definitely. And full disclosure, I didn't follow soccer at all back then. Like zero. Played soccer growing up as a kid, tapped out at seventh grade, but like didn't know anything about soccer, but I was very desperate for work. And then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, soccer, the way you cover soccer could be a lot like the NFL. Like they usually play once a week. It gets a little wonky, but you know, there are injuries, there's news, like we can do this. And then DraftKings and FanDuel started offering contests and it just kind of took off from there. And going to So Rare Data, which is obviously a site we use all the time, but there's not a ton of content associated with it because the site itself has just so much on it. So yeah, first day, well, to be honest, first day is Columbus Day, so it's a national holiday. So maybe I won't work.
Oh man.
Just kidding, HG, I'll be there.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm sure it was a difficult decision and a lot of emotion and stuff goes into a decision like that. So just congratulations. I know everybody's happy for you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for that. And there's been a lot of positive response to it, which is good. I was looking at it from HG's side. You didn't want people to be like, ugh. Oh, just get that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. I guess I'll go somewhere else for all my So Rare content, sorry, my So Rare Data stuff. But yeah, it's fun. Or I'm hoping it's fun, but I assume it will be. And yeah, HD teased a little bit of what's to come. There was a screenshot today of a mobile app. So that's fun.
Yeah. A mobile app that looked an awful lot like, maybe like ThoughtMob, or where I would imagine we're going to get or see some alerts. The one big thing that I'm curious about is what the crossover is going to look like between a So Rare app and a So Rare Data app. And if there's going to be, you know, how much crossover there will be, because I only want alerts coming from one of them, right, as a user. So that'll be interesting to me.
Yeah, I think one of the differences is that one will come out soon and one should be out in 5 years.
Well said. Well,
sorry, said. I don't mean to put it quite like that. But no, I think, I mean, obviously some of the stuff that you, I imagine you should be able to do on the SoRare app, like actually bid on cards and buy them. You won't be able to do that on SoRare data, which I think some people may want, but from a security standpoint, I feel like having only one place to do that makes sense.
Yeah. Did you fill out the survey that they sent out regarding their mobile app?
I filled out something that I would be open to answering questions about, but I didn't get an actual, I didn't do that one. No.
Okay. Well, I don't know if they, I don't think that they, it's secretive or anything like that, but some of the stuff that they were asking on there was like, you know, rank like the importance of like checking scores or getting alerts or getting all these different things. And like, to me, I was like, I'll already have that, you know, in my SoRare data app, I'll have price alerts. I'll have scoring updates, scoring alerts. I can look at my lineups. Like that's what I see in the SoRare data app. What I would want in the SoRare app is like bid on a card, make a transfer, make a trade. At least those are the big things that I would think of on that platform.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's exactly what should be there. I say that, and it's not like you can't work on one thing and not another. Like they can obviously do a mobile app and improvements to the site
yeah.
at the same time. But I feel like there's some improvements to the site that should be prioritized.
For sure. And I think that that's kind of the whole idea of scaling their team and building their yes. team so that they can work on multiple things at one time, like right now, or, you know, I don't know, a couple months ago, they were small enough to where it was like, no, they really couldn't. It was like one thing at a time. And
yep.
and that's me as an outsider. I really don't know. They probably were multitasking and but it the appearance from the outside is like, it's more one thing at a time, move on to the next.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the hires this week, obviously, you know, you hire those people who will then hire the people who actually yep. do the work.
Right. Hopefully they have some great connections in their areas of specialty and they can hire some great people to make great changes.
Yeah. And obviously not that there are a ton of employees here, but here in the States meaning, but like they're obviously planning on opening that office in the US. I kind of always assumed it was kind of a satellite office so that they could, you know, get closer to the American leagues that they want to partner with. Most likely they said they were going to expand to other sports. So you have to imagine that, you know, the NBA, the NFL and Major League Baseball are headquartered in New York City.
Yeah.
So they're all within like three blocks of each other. So
right.
you feel like that would be a good place to have an office if you're going to try to offer those sort of things.
For sure. Yeah. I think it's also a step kind of in the direction of maybe some 24/7 type of support and just having feet on the ground over here when, you know, kind of like when we have that website, if we have a website issue like we had last week, at least you would have people that were awake, attentive, notified if something like that happens and they can get a hold of, they can call Nicholas's emergency red phone and he can answer and, you know, type on his keyboard real quick and fix the website.
Yes, agreed.
Because that's exactly how that works.
Well, absolutely. It's funny you bring up the red phone. Where was I recently? Oh, my daughter had a soccer tournament. It was a few months ago now. We had to stay in a hotel and we walked in the hotel room and we don't travel with our kids a ton. So they're not like we don't spend a lot of time in hotels. So anyway, she like sits down on the bed and looks over and there's like the nightstand with the phone. And she was like, oh, is this like what you use to call people? And I'm like, oh, yes, please don't touch it. But yeah, I assume just that red phone, like the old bat phone, just rings on Nicholas's nightstand when the website goes down.
Yeah.
Boy, we just got talk about shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, we knew it was going to be shenanigans. That's why it's called shenanigans.
Yes.
Oh boy. So to steer us back on topic a little bit, you mentioned, am I, and I'll ask the same question to you. What am I doing during an international break? Am I am I buying cards right now to improve my international teams, or buying cards to improve my, you know, regular teams? And I'll ask that to you first. What are you doing?
So I use the time early on to figure out like the holes in my existing teams. And I'm just like, where can I go to improve my teams?
For international?
No.
No. Okay.
No, I am far enough behind in internationals. Like I put lineups in when guys like happen to be internationals. Like I've never prioritized these weeks. And I think one of the outcomes of dynamic rewards allowed me to skip international weeks and be okay with it, because we were talking about how like the idea, at least of dynamic rewards, is that if there are fewer licensed teams, then there are fewer rewards. People always looked at it the other way. They're like, oh, more teams, more rewards. And it's like, well, there's going to be a time where there are very few rewards and this is it. And so spending on players that like make me more competitive over these next 2 weeks just doesn't seem worth it. And so I actually use it the time to figure out where I can improve for when everybody comes back. And it's a lot harder than I thought it was. Like there are guys that I'm like targeting, but like not a lot of people are selling cards now because it's kind of a dead zone. And I posted a ton of cards because I'd like to raise, you know, sell some cards to buy others. And like, not many people are buying. That being said, I have decided to buy more limited cards than I can play. And
is that based on speculation that at some point you might be able to use them all?
No,
no.
That's a good question actually, but no, I want to believe that there will be more opportunities to play them only because I have them. But like, I'm doing exactly, not exactly what I was hoping I wouldn't do, but I started buying certain limited cards, thinking I should be able to sell them for profits later. And this is not something I ever did with rare cards. Once I like really started prioritizing SO5, like I'm essentially speculating on limited cards, but I'm doing it on what I am hoping are higher tier players. And I hate to say it, it's because it's less work, I think. You know, you buy a guy at 0.1 and sell him at 0.12. But I actually think if I tried to do this with cheaper limited cards, it might actually end up being more profitable. But I'm not sure. I don't have the time to do that, or I don't want to spend my time doing that. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's not your job. That's Paltrader's job.
Well, that's the total opposite side of the spectrum. Like he's just, I'll buy everything and then hopefully
just
something
scraping that floor.
Yeah. So, but like, I don't think, so I've been buying like that. What I was saying, I bought that Safonov limited a few days ago. And the part of the reason was that when I was in the auction, I saw it and I was like, oh, this is like cheaper than he's been. But then you buy one and then it's like, oh, it's actually still going down. But like, I'm okay with. And I actually have a defender that I could play with him. So like, it sort of makes sense. But I'm treating this, like the difference between doing this with rare cards is that if you have extra rare cards, like, oh, let me just throw this into D3 because like, you never know.
Right.
But you can't do that in D5. You cannot do that with limited. Like you run out of places to play.
Yeah.
And so it's starting to feel stupid. Like I'm going to be prepared for like, I'll have options each week, like very, very different options, which is great. But then I'm also holding these cards that I'm literally not using. And that's like goes against everything that I've done up until this point. But because the numbers are lower, meaning like the cost is lower per card,
yeah,
it feels okay.
You're starting to get that weird, and I've felt this a lot over the past. Of once you get that really kind of massive gallery or just like massive amount of depth, your week to week, the teams that you can build are vastly different depending on who's playing. And it's like, I can make my most elite team in game week 167, but game week 168, I have complete crap. And then there'll be other game weeks where it's more mediocre, and then just based on either who's playing, based on who's healthy, who's hurt, all that. But it makes lineup building really kind of interesting and fun. Not that it's not already, but
it's interesting and fun and probably unprofitable.
Yeah. For D5.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Sam made a comment about the rewards being bad for international, and not to beat a dead horse, but they are, they're pretty poor. I don't know what, I don't have much else to say about it other than that. I know a lot of people are very upset about it. I think that, you know, hopefully SoRare sees that, yes, there are people upset about the number of rewards during international breaks. Maybe we should change that. Maybe we should increase them. I think the difficult part is it's based on some formula that looks at, what is it, number of licensed players submitted or that can be submitted in the game week.
Something like that, yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe in international breaks they need to change that or tweak it or change the rule. I don't know. But yeah, they're bad. I agree.
I think the honest response is like, isn't this better than nothing?
It certainly is.
Yeah. So this thing with, so Sam says not all cards are usable all the time. Sometimes you have to wait for them to get healthy, come into form, or something else on your, someone else on your roster to get injured for them to make sense to use. Yeah. My problem is that they're all usable now for limited cards.
Yeah.
And so I'm literally wasting them. I'll have the best trained limited cards though. So that's great.
Well, that, and if they ever do make some kind of change where you can slip one in D4 or there's a new D5 or D6 or whatever, who knows what we're looking at, but if they do make a change, you'll be ready.
That's why I'm doing it. I'm foreseeing them do this. They can't possibly just have one.
I mean, it is funny to think that you can play a rare in, what is it, 4 divisions?
Mm-hmm.
You got Rookie League, D4, D3, D2. Not that Rookie League is really counts, but we're going to count it for this. And
do you know why
you play one?
I was going to say, do you know why you can count it? Because you cannot play limited cards in the Rookie League.
There you go. Yeah, good point. Very good point.
Like, I can't even try to win the Rookie League with these things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that I would think that is some low-hanging fruit that they can fix pretty quick. Just letting you play limiteds there. Like, why not?
Why not?
I mean, you got all these people buying them.
I'm going to tell you why not.
Okay.
Because all of the people who play, I'll even just say D3 and D2 and have been buying the elite limiteds, now you're letting them use those elite limiteds against people who just have common cards that they didn't even pick. Like, people are,
yeah,
there
but
were pitchforks out.
Commons.
They were pitchforks out for people who were allowed to use to go back in and go into the Rookie League.
Yeah. To be honest, I shouldn't even really have an opinion of this. I really don't care. I mean, I put teams in there, but you know, it's not something I should really care too much about. But for new users that are buying limiteds, I mean, they probably want to use them there. I don't know.
I would use mine there.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest limited you bought?
The dumbest one?
Yeah.
Sven Coombs. I mean, I'm not using that card. I take that back. I take it back, Sven. It's not the dumbest. It's the best one that I bought. Let's look here. I don't know. I bought a Keisuke Osako, U23 goalkeeper, right after he lost his job, apparently. So that was not a good buy. And then like to double down on that, I bought a David Achilla, which is not a bad buy, and I got a good price on it, but I felt like it was a good price. Maybe it's not. But what's dumb about that is, okay, I have a U23 keeper for 4 weeks now, and then I'm going to have to get a new one for D5. So that was a dumb one. that was a dumb card. I should have just paid a little bit more and got a good European U23 goalkeeper. And I bought David Ochoa.
But now you have three of them, like three Ochoas.
I do. That was me buying what I already own just to save time on research, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stupid.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looking through here, I don't really feel like any of the other ones were dumb.
That's good.
Yeah. I bought a Carlos Vela kind of about a month ago. We might not ever see him again in the MLS.
Yeah, I would really like to see him in MLS soon.
Just
once, maybe.
Yeah.
Still, I don't think I've ever played that card that I won.
Really?
I don't think I played it ever.
God, hopefully he doesn't go to Europe.
It just kills him.
I think the MLS kind of needs him.
I need him in MLS.
Yeah.
That's all. Totally selfish.
I mean, if he leaves, who's going to score all the goals? Ola Kamara?
Oh. Ola Kamara, I want to pretend that I had the foresight to see this because I bought Kamara in the offseason. And then I sold him. Or maybe I traded him. Whatever it was, I was like, I can't believe I found somebody who like valued this guy,
mm-hmm.
and I robbed this person.
Yeah.
And turns out I got robbed.
I felt the same way. I was like laughing at the people buying him, and I think me and you might even have been like sending jokes back and forth, like, ah, look at these people buying Ola Kamara. What is he gonna sub in for 30 minutes and churn out 5 all around scores or something?
Yeah.
And then jokes on us, he's going to win the Golden Boot.
He's winning the Golden Boot.
Yeah. Or he could win the Golden Boot.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of assists, too.
Does he?
This guy has DAs every week.
Yeah. That's like the ultimate backfire right there. It's like.
I'm pretty sure if I offered to trade Vela for Kamara, everybody who has Kamara says no.
Which is crazy if you like look at the prices at the beginning of the year for mm-hmm. for those two guys. Oh, man.
I pretty much looked at him like we also looked at Will Bruin. There were a bunch of people preseason was like, oh, Will Bruin's going to start up front for Seattle. And we're like, no, like don't do that.
Which I agree. I thought that was another one I made fun of. But it turned out Bruin was not great this year, at least in SO5.
He might have Bruin.
Yeah.
Well, Kamara became Cristiano Ronaldo. That's the problem.
Yeah.
For DC too, it's not like he went to LAFC and started like just banging in everything that Vela set him up for. It was just So, I bought my first legend card the other day. Yesterday, it's all a blur. You have a few of them, or no, two,
three, I think.
Ooh,
two or three.
I know you bought Ronaldo early.
Bought Ronaldo, and I bought Cruyff, and that's it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you had another one.
Yeah.
Are you doing that because they're fun to own or because you're building this D5 legend team?
Well, I kind of had to buy Cruyff because he's kind of like, I don't know, he's like probably one of my favorite legends of the game. But I'm also like, from like a strategy standpoint, I'm always like, never play two forwards. Like that's like something I think that we've talked about before. And now I own two forward legends cards because of course I do. We don't even know the rules behind what these special weeklies are going to be. Like, can I use limiteds there? I don't know. Can I use more than one? I don't know. Can I use five legends? Maybe. Can I use one legend? Maybe.
I think the other thing is we also have no idea when it's happening because like if you can just use legends, technically they could release it now because we have had at least one player at each position. But like, can you really release it when they're only, is it seven? How many have we gotten? I think it's seven or eight. I guess if you include Beckham.
It's not going to be just legends. It'll be like, here's what my guess is. It'll be like the same types of weeklies that they have now. So it'll be like, players in the Dutch league. And then if you have a Dutch, like a card of a legend that plays in the Dutch league, you'll be able to use it there. But what if you have two? I don't know.
Okay.
And then what if you have limiteds? Like, will they let, will be like rare?
The scarcity thing is also, that's a headache.
Right now, like, why would I have bought the Cruyff rare instead of the Cruyff limited?
Beyond one. Because it's more scarce.
Yeah, but okay. I don't know.
I don't know. And I think it's irresponsible is not really what I mean, but it feels a little irresponsible to offer them to users with the carrot of like, you can use these one day. And now we just have to speculate how to do it until it actually happens.
Sam, out of curiosity, you said, I think it will be two to enter and that's the only variable, but you can use more. Is that based on nothing? Just like you thought of that and you're like,
right,
I think it should be two. Because I think that a lot of people are just like coming up with their own, what they think it's going to be in their own head. Like in my head, I was like, oh, I can buy five legends and then play them in there. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody ever said what it's going to be. Like I can build a five legend stack, but I probably won't be able to use it.
Yeah. So I was going to bid on a Ronaldo last night. And because I was like, oh, I'm going to need Ronaldo at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe. And I decided not to bid on the auction and Hybe won it. And I clicked over and Hybe won or had bought a five man legend stack.
Yeah.
And it's like, am I going to have to do that? Is the only way for me to use this Cruyff card if I have four other legends? Do I need one other? Do I need two others? Do I have to buy this Casillas card because I don't want a goalkeeper legend? Let me just get Buffon and wait till he retires. Like what? Give me something, please.
Well, that won't be a Legends card.
Do you think they can turn retired players' cards into Legends? No?
I don't think so.
Come on. Why not?
I don't. I just.
Why would I need a special?
Because they can sell a special one.
Well.
Like if I'm them, I'm not letting you convert your Cristiano Ronaldo card into a Legend. I'm making you buy the Legend one. It's a business, man.
It makes sense.
It's a business, and they have shareholders they got to pay now.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get – so because the Legends cards are technically not current season, like they're the season of that – they're the legendary season?
Yeah.
Are we going to get new Beckham cards?
Maybe.
Beckham limited?
That'd be cool. When you said that, it made me actually think of something. Like, they're of certain years, and the players are of certain ages. So, like, the Johan Cruyff, he's 23. So, he could be a U23 for the special weekly. And, yeah, the Ronaldo is 17. So
17.
Maybe it's a U23 special weekly, and you could use both of them. I don't know. Or a couple of them were over like 30, so you could do an over 31.
The idea that Ronaldo card or both of those cards have unlimited U23 utility. They will never not be U23 eligible.
Yeah. Well, and then they get the scores of like non U23 players because they get the players like of those teams. So like you'll get Tadic's score or whoever's. I don't know. That'd be funny. It'd be a weird wrinkle.
There will be wrinkles.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I think that when we have our first couple, there's going to be people just pissed off because everybody has their own expectation of what this is going to be. And we really don't have a clear answer. They're selling cards right now without a clear, I think you kind of mentioned this before, but without a clear way of how this will work. So everybody's got in their mind how this is going to work. And none of us know. So I think that there's just going to be some people that are like, I bought 5 cards. I want to use them. And I've spent all this money and now I want to go to resell them and everybody's selling their legend cards for less. And I lost money and I'm mad and whatever, but whatever.
Sam was saying that the La Liga weeklies were announced. It was one needed to enter, but the first one was definitely 5, or maybe the second one was 5.
Yeah, it was like 3 in the first one and then 5 in the next one or something.
There was definitely a 5. I remember that.
Yeah. Quinny, I thought Cruyff was going to be a mid, but I don't know. My card says forward, but I expected him to be like attacking mid or something. So I was pretty disappointed when it was a forward card.
Huh. I wonder what mine is.
I think they're all forwards, aren't they?
I would assume so. Yeah, mine's a forward. Okay. So you're going to have to play 2 forwards. How do you feel?
Oh, that's funny. If you go to his player page, he's listed as a midfielder.
Get out of here.
Yeah, player page on So Rare listed as a midfielder. But all the cards say forward. Maybe he played forward that year or something, since it's by the year.
I mean, Opta wasn't around, so they're just guessing at this point. That is an interesting observation, though.
There's a lot of players on the platform like that, but Legends is kind of the, I don't know.
I love that it says 74 years old. But we're speculating we can blame in U23.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
So we're supposed to, I think I saw something the other day that they're coming out with a new one every Thursday. There's a new Legend every Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I did see that. But it's not going to be more frequent than that?
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's pretty – well, I guess that gives them legends for the rest of the year.
Right.
50 legends, so. Yeah.
Do you think – and I don't think we have the full list.
No, we definitely don't.
I'm excited for the first one where people are like, really?
Yeah.
Wando?
I do want MLS Legends.
How many people do you think want those?
A lot of people. Because I think they'll be cheap.
Like 7? Oh.
Well, I think that there is a case to make for doing MLS Legends or even J-League or whatever. Because they will be like a Ronaldo is going to cost this, but a Landon Donovan is going to cost a lot less. Maybe.
I hope so.
On utility, right? It should. He should cost less than Ronaldo.
It should, yeah.
Like Wando would be a funny one because what you'd get the best scores from San Jose. Okay.
They're his. It's all his scores.
I guess. Is he the best scoring forward on that team? Espinosa is not a forward. He's a midfielder.
He's a midfielder. He has.
I guess he is. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, what's funny is that if they did like league specific legends, like you have to have Wando. Like he's the all time leading scorer. You cannot not have him.
Yeah. Muchin is asking, what's the reason behind not to play 2 forwards? And I think Daniel mentioned that he loves playing 2 forwards. So my reason for not playing 2 forwards is you're basically relying – forcing yourself to rely on decisive actions from both of them, because forwards just have to get decisive actions to get points, unless it's Noah Lang or Neymar or something. So most forwards have to have them. And then the other thing too, if you go look at the top score for a defender, midfielder, and a forward, forwards just don't score 100s. Like Lewandowski, he can't get to 100 really. Like, go look at his scores, at his score chart, and even Lewandowski, who's like the best forward, I don't know how many 100s you're going to see on there. There's probably some in games that he scored 4 goals, but he needs 4 goals to get to 100. That might have been a bad example.
All time chart, which goes back to game week 22.
Yeah.
He has 5 100s.
Yeah. And those are probably all games that he had like 90 decisive scores in those games.
Right. His chart is just insane.
Yeah, he's got an awesome chart. Wish I owned that guard. But you go look at Tadic is a good example, somebody that can get to 100. But just generally speaking, if you have Tadic and Lewandowski, sure, play two forwards. But generally speaking, I don't do it. But my forwards too are Chucky Lozano and Jared Bowen. So it's I should definitely not play those two guys together. Like, I should not play two of those mid-range forwards. But if you have two elite guys, sure, do it.
Tadic has the same number of hundreds as Lewandowski.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. One more. He had one back in game week 24, excuse me. Decisive score of 80. This So Rare data site is cool. Anyway,
Sam said some World Cup lineups are coming out, and Safonov is playing over Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Yeah. Shiler says that Jorge Campos would be a good one. That would be an awesome Legends card. And Tony Miola, I agree, with his baggy shorts. And
Skyler is like the number one Wando fan ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice. And apparently Ibobasi fan too.
Yeah. Skyler went to, I believe it was the, Skyler, you can correct me if I'm wrong. He went to the MLS All-Star game once and he had an all expense paid trip and rode the bus back from the stadium to the hotel with Wando, and they drank beers together.
This is a real story.
This is a real story.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
Did you see Wando put the fan that ran on the field last night in a headlock?
He did.
Yeah.
Big move.
Wando's like a legend, apparently. And I think Sam made the joke that was a decisive action. I think it was a decisive action. But that game was not scored in SO5, so it was a friendly.
Why are they playing friendlies over an international break? Is that what they do? Is that actually something that
seems Club Bruges is all the players are out playing golf, and then over here in the MLS and Liga MX, they're playing friendlies.
They're brawling out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's just more they're participating in the international break shenanigans is what's happening.
That's right. That's right. Oof. So what do you think would be the most popular idea of what we do with these Legends cards?
Most popular?
What do you think if you polled all these people and what do you think the Legends cards are gonna do? What do you think has the most
I think most of the people that are buying them are gonna end up buying multiple of them. But so I think that they shouldn't cap the number that you can use, because I don't know, if I were them, I would want to sell more Legends cards. And if I want to sell more Legends cards, then I'm probably not going to put a cap on the number that you can use. But what they probably should do is still stick to rules on those weeklies, and not just say submit 5 guys and they can be 5 Legends if you want. They should do this week is all Dutch league or under 23s, over 30s, or I don't know how they would do players with scores under 50 with the Legends, because or maybe you could do that, but then people will just play 5 Legends.
Don't you just get 50 though? Oh, it's an average of 50. Never mind.
Yeah, you'll still get Tadic's score or whoever. That might be a bad one to do, because you're going to have these super teams against really bad teams.
Right.
So probably just do league specific stuff, hey, they're French, or hey, they're Spanish, or whatever, and let people submit teams. And if you happen to have a legend that meets that criteria, then you can play them in there.
You're in. Is there a reason why the Cruyff ones are so much cheaper than the others?
I don't know. It kind of shocked me because the forward scores that he's going to get to use
are better than everything we've seen.
Yeah. Literally, it's the Ajax forwards are like kind of break the game. And I mean, I picked one up last night. You picked one up last night when all the Europeans were sleeping. And I think we both paid under 0.1.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up this morning, I had two people offer me over 0.1 for them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got like a 0.09 offer. And I was like, come on. I didn't buy something for 0.088 to sell it at 0.09.
Right.
I love this idea from Bramlett. Let's troll everyone and make a Robbie Keane MLS legend card.
Would that be a coach card?
He didn't coach in MLS, though.
He didn't coach in MLS?
No. I do adore that idea, though. Like a Pirlo New York City FC legend card.
Oh, yeah.
In fairness, David Villa, definitely an MLS legend. That guy was awesome.
Well, a couple of these guys, like Johan Cruyff, didn't play in the MLS, but he played over here in America. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, did Ronaldo play over here? I don't know. Probably not. He probably went back home and played in Brazil.
Do you think he's on the list, Pele?
He should be. If he's not, you know, because he played for New York.
The Cosmos.
Or Cosmos, yeah. Who am I thinking of? The guy that played for he played in LA.
Valderrama?
No, I played in LA pre MLS.
Oh.
It's kind of a drunk. No.
Before my time.
Yeah, there's a good ESPN E60 on him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Skyler was just saying Obobese was a San Jose forward now. So you buy Wando to get Obobese's scores.
Yeah. And Sam mentioned the prices on some of those guys might be a little market fatigue, and I don't disagree with that. That might be what's going on. They've churned enough legends out now to where, I don't know, people might be getting sick of them. And also, too, like the Johan Cruyff card is awfully, awfully ugly. It's probably the worst card on the platform.
The just from an aesthetics point of view. Or the ugliest card. Yeah, the explanation I heard was that they're just not enough color HD photos, but
yeah,
black and white seems fine.
Yeah, I think black and white. I think they could have done black and white, but they would have had to probably change the design of the card, like to kind of like, I don't know, make it look pretty.
I mean, look what they found.
Yeah. Yeah, George Best. There you go, Dan. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that. Yeah,
LA. Oh, Christ, played for them too. There you go.
Cool.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I still don't know why I bought one.
What's that?
I still don't know why I bought one.
What, Cruyff?
Yeah,
because he's like the Uno wild card. You get to use him, you know, every once in a while in a weekly.
Maybe. I don't know when.
Yeah. At some point, you'll get to use him. And it's the ugliest card on the platform. Now you can say you own it.
Sweet. I don't think I have an uglier, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Whew. Oh man, what about Bundesliga, man? You excited about all these German cards that are coming?
I think it's awesome. I like that there will be more options in Champion Europe for me not to play. I think watching what happens with Haaland will be really fun. I don't expect to ever buy one.
What about the limited?
I put him in that same boat as like the Mbappe and Messi. Like they were more than I wanted to spend, but I built a limited, what I thought would be a great limited team to enter an all-star to win those cards, which I will continue to be that way. So it's cool that I can possibly win a Haaland card. But I don't know, like the Bundesliga itself is awesome. And so just having all those cards on the platform, I think is great. But I will be more spectator than participant when it comes to Haaland.
Yeah. And I could be wrong. I don't have the data in front of me, but just watching that league, it seems to be a pretty high scoring league.
Yes.
I think that should be pretty fun for kind of like changing SO5 a little bit, where we have a bunch of new, like, I don't think La Liga really moved the needle much. I don't feel like there's, they didn't add enough new players that it really changed anything. I don't know. I think I have to believe
that when they started working on the deal to get La Liga, Messi was still at Barcelona.
Oh, I would think so too.
And so that was obviously the draw.
Yeah.
And when he left, you have to imagine everyone at Solar was just like, okay. But
yeah, but he came over to a French team and that they happen to already have.
So, oh, sure.
They were happy with that. And they get a whole new league. I think
I don't think they like regret it, but obviously like Messi Barcelona cards, I think, were going to be much more popular than Messi PSG cards.
Yes, for sure.
But
for sure.
Like Germany is already a big, like there's already a big German contingent of So Rare users, but you just have to imagine that getting the entire league just helps that even more. Like,
yeah.
So yeah, I think certainly. That's great.
Certainly. I think some of those cards will be attainable. Yeah. Gio Reyna is definitely a card I want to get. I think a yellow limited Haaland would be just like an awesome card. Just a really cool card.
Unique would be cool too.
Well, yeah, but that's not happening.
What do you think the limited goes for? I mean, unique.
Well, just judging on where we're at with Messi and Mbappe, it's 0.5 to 0.7 would be where Haaland's going to be. Probably start, it'll probably first plateau out at like 0.7 and then maybe come down to 0.6, 0.5, something like that. I don't know.
What about the unique?
I feel like we have to play this game because we do that with all these, and I'm always way off. So if people are using my guess to judge it, then don't do that. But I don't know. What's the highest card to ever sell on the platform? What does So Rare Data say?
I think,
because I think it will be that. I think it'll beat whatever. Probably Mbappe unique.
I think so. Yeah.
Was it a Ronaldo unique?
You mean the Weston McKinney bundle?
Oh yes, that one.
I'm
trying to pull up the expensive auctions page, but that page does sometimes take a while to load.
Yeah.
You have to let HG know that.
Yeah. Whoops. I know the Ronaldo, like, next buy was the biggest ever. Like,
yeah.
When Camembert bought it. That's who bought it, right? Yeah.
I thought he bought that on secondary market, though.
That's what I mean. From Victor. But I think that transaction is the biggest one that's ever happened, if I remember. I was guessing 250 for Messi. 250 ETH.
Yeah. Oh, that still hasn't happened yet, has it?
No.
I wonder when they're going to do that.
I feel like they should just get as many users on first.
Yeah.
Even though I think it's possible that card gets purchased by somebody not on the platform, like who doesn't care about the platform.
Right. Well, whoever doesn't get that will get the Haaland, I guess.
Or both.
Does his card become less valuable because he plays for Norway?
Oh, so there were some people I've been talking to about physical cards who mentioned that like it doesn't help, but Norway looks like they can make the World Cup. And if they make the World Cup, then it helps. But I don't think it actually matters.
I think it matters for maybe his like limiteds, rares, super rares a little bit, because those are more geared towards SO5. The uniques, maybe the person that buys it will use it. Depends on who it is. But I think it matters more from a utility standpoint for the other ones, the rares and limiteds.
Sam's thinking 100, 250 is absurd for Messi.
Yeah. Well,
I don't disagree. I also think it's the number, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll play over under. I'll say, well, it's not, I don't think anybody's going to guess over 250. I think if you said 200, I think that, or 150, what does that even equal out to? Is that like 250 is like $1 million, right? No, 750.
No, it's like, yeah.
800K.
I don't know where Ethereum is right now.
Yeah. Your guess is basically like a mil.
I think it's around there. Yeah.
That's so crazy for a digital card. Oh man. In the PSG kit. I think if you were in the Barcelona kit, you might get there, but
I completely agree with you.
But yeah.
Let me see what the Ronaldo went for. Ronaldo unique was 150.
Really?
150 was the secondary one.
Okay.
The McKennie bundle was 55.
Yeah.
And then
I know Bruno Fernandes on the secondary market was 99 ETH or something. It was 100 ETH.
Right.
And those are kind of like the big ones that I know of.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things with the Ronaldo one is because Victor had both of them.
Yeah.
The two, and I think the 150 is like I don't think he wanted to sell it. I don't know Victor at all. I haven't talked to him about this, but like, I imagine he wanted both. That's why you buy both of them.
Yeah.
But he needed an offer that would be like, gosh, I cannot turn down. I mean, he paid 55 ETH on February 21st. And on March 13th, he made 100 ETH profit.
Yeah. Crazy. Back to Bundesliga real quick. What do you think is bigger? What do you think is a bigger deal to the platform? La Liga or Bundesliga?
Bundesliga.
Yeah.
It what amazed me was how nonchalant the announcement was.
Yeah.
Versus what they did for La Liga.
I don't know why they don't. Why they didn't do that. Like, get Nicholas on an airplane, fly him out to Munich or Germany, wherever, and let's do a big show on this.
I think part of it was, I'm guessing there's a bigger relationship with the La Liga deal. Like the tickets and like all this stuff. Like I think they're...
That, or maybe we get all that when they actually launch it.
Maybe.
Come on.
I just think it was so weird to just be like, oh, and we have another announcement. We got all of Bundesliga and the second division, which we are not going to score or make cards for.
Did you speculate on any of those second league cards?
So I sort of. I put out two offers for Tanaka.
Oof.
And like I saw the news, like – So Rare didn't announce it, but I saw like, I think it was CoinDesk or whatever.
Yeah, somebody leaked it.
And like, but the problem is like Tanaka's not like tearing it up. Like he's not great. But I put two offers out and I saw that other people were like buying a bunch. I put two offers out for cards that weren't even on the market because there were none on the market by the time I did it. And then as soon as I saw like, we will not be scoring two Bundesliga, I was like, okay. And I just canceled them. But I didn't. It's not like I was buying them for the prices that he was going for when he was Tanaka. So, but no, that, I mean, I didn't end up with any Schalke cards.
Yeah, I think I already have some of those, and I didn't need any more.
Yeah. So Sam's saying the brand value of La Liga is higher than Bundesliga. I think that was true when Messi was there, and I think La Liga is just a wasteland right now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's anyone in La Liga that people care about. We'll pretend that it's Memphis. People don't care.
Yeah. I got to agree with you on that one. I mean, I don't know.
Like, Real Madrid's fun. Like, we know that they're good players. Benzema's fun. But, like...
Griezmann's over in Atletico. I mean, okay.
But I think it has nothing to do with like here, but like the Bundesliga, I believe is the most, they have the highest attendance of any league in the world. And they do that with having two fewer teams than what they have in England and Italy and France and Spain. It's just a more fun league. It's as simple as that. They're much more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, oh, August 29, when Messi. Like, that's why nobody cares about Barcelona anymore.
Yeah.
Messi's not there. He's the guy. Whatever. But yes, I think having Bundesliga will be fun. I assume I will. Well, I don't know if I'll buy any cards. Like, I still don't play. I don't even play Division 5 Champion Europe.
So if you had to, like, back a team right now, who's it going to be?
In the Bundesliga?
Yeah, you're building a stack. Who are you stacking?
I mean, I'd love to stack Dortmund.
Yeah.
But, we already have Bayern. That's a weird thing. Like,
you get the best one.
Right. We already have the best one. And I think, Sam, you're wrong. I think that the Bundesliga has more attendance than the Premier League. Some of those stadiums are pretty small in England. But TV-wise, it's not close. Correct.
Yeah. So you're not going to build, like a Werder Bremen defensive stack or something?
I don't think Wolfsburg. So. I don't think so.
By Josh Sargent. Oh, he's not over there anymore. He went to
Norwich.
Norwich, that's right. Norwich. Well, whenever they add them, you can buy Pookie and...
Yeah, sweet.
You can have your forward stack of Sargent and Pookie.
Just what I was hoping. I'll definitely win Champion Europe that way.
No, that's Challenger.
No, they're in the Premier League for now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And Josh Sargent.
I feel like an idiot. I'm too busy following Belgian second division and Eredivisie.
Yeah. Who needs the Premier League? The bottom of the. I mean, they're going to get relegated. So, in fairness, he will be a challenger forward soon enough.
That'll be a fun thing to watch come end of the year, starting to watch some of these teams that are like right on the verge of relegation and watching the price of some of the players on those teams.
Do you think SoRare should try to offer second division leagues?
Ooh, that's a good question, because that kind of came up, when people started talking about Bundesliga. And I think that they already slipped up and they set the precedent with the English championship. I don't know that I really would like it. Unless you like maybe even siloed it off into its own thing. Like take all the second divisions that you're going to add and put them in their own thing.
Almost challenger.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. And my reason for that is I don't know what my reason for that is. It's just more stuff.
It's a hard no for me.
Yeah, I feel like there's already so much stuff, and you just put more meh stuff out there.
Yep.
I don't know. It dilutes everything, I feel like. And then there's going to be elite stuff in that pool of junk, and then people are going to be beating up on your elite Portugal teams with, Norwich stacks or
whoever. Sheffield Wednesday stacks?
Yeah, Sheffield, sure.
I agree. It feels weird that they offer. Yeah, it feels weird that they offer the championship, the English championship, because we have no teams there, and we just hope that our Belgian and Dutch players end up there.
It probably has to do with an Opta package, would be my guess. Like they bought an Opta package that just happened to include it or something.
Maybe not. I guess.
Well, I don't know enough about Opta, but.
There's no reason to start offering teams from there, though. Like minting cards from Portsmouth or wherever, whoever's in there now. Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
That's a.
Well, I mean, you don't want more Ethan Horvath cards?
I don't have. I almost speculatively bought that. I think somebody outbid, or like I put in an offer and somebody just like snap bought it out of the secondary. And I was like, oh man. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's not going to start.
He's going to a supposed better team. Not to go off on another tangent, but like, what is the deal with this dude? He keeps taking these jobs, these goalkeeping gigs where he doesn't have to play, and then I don't know. I just like if you want to play, like he obviously wants to play with the national team. He wants to you know, do his thing there. And it's just like, got to play. Same with Zach Steffen. Like, I feel like he's got to get out of City or win the job, which he's not going to do. He needs to get out of there and go play. I feel like that's always been a big problem with U.S. soccer is we get all these guys, or in the past we've got these guys over to Europe, but then they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting guys over there that do play, and they're playing in big leagues, great. But, like, if you get over there, go somewhere where you can play. That's the most important thing is playing.
That's why our goalie's from MLS now.
Yeah.
Because he plays.
Because he plays. That's what Horvath should do. He should come back to the MLS, play, and then, you know, I don't know. He's probably making pretty good money, though, to not play.
How old is he?
Like 26 or something, right?
Yes, 26. Look at you. Yeah, he needs to go play.
Go play.
Oh, well. Maybe he's listening and he can.
Yeah. Hey, Ethan, go somewhere where you can play.
Playing helps, yeah. You got anything else? I think we're.
Yeah, I'm. That's all I got. Again, congratulations, though. It's big news for you.
Big news for HG.
Congratulations, HG, too, because I think that you're going to do a lot of awesome work for them.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Yeah, we're, like I said, the Sora Andrews podcast is going to continue. So if you're listening to this and are worried that it's evaporating, don't worry. We'll be back. Same thing of everybody watching on YouTube. If you could please like the video if you're still watching. And subscribe to the channel so you can get notified every time we do a video. So thank you to SoRare for sponsoring the podcast. And we'll be back next week, surely with less shenanigans and a much more structured podcast with a real topic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. And I just want to say to Mike Bastin before we leave, Sunderland till I die, baby.
See you next week.
Yep. See ya.